Okay. So, the question I want to deal with today, it has a particular application to Mishloach Manot, but in fact is a very common halachic shaila, which people misunderstand. I shouldn't even say misunderstand. They don't understand because they've never learned anything about it, because the details of a parashat challah are extremely, extremely complicated. Most of the details are found in the Yerushalmi, in Masechet Challah, because there is no Masechet Challah in the Bavli. The only reason I have any notion of what's going on in Masechet Challah is because a few years ago, when I was in the Kollel in Gush, in the Kol Gavoa, so we spent a year learning Mizraim, and afternoon Seder was devoted to Challah, so I had the opportunity to actually sit down with it. So what we're going to do is try to figure out the parameters of Hafrashat Challah from Mishloach Manot. What do I mean? So, basics. Basics are when you bake sufficient amount of dough into challah, into bread, so then you're chayiv to be mafresh challah. Right? The exact amount in our weight is a bit unclear. Different people have different measurements. If you look at most of the kosher organizations, they'll give you measurements in weight, which is a mistake, because really it should be in volume, but they're giving you an approximation, right? Whatever exactly it is, right? 63 and whatever fifth eggs, right? Which is whatever exactly it is. A few pounds of flour, it's a lot of flour. That's halacha. Okay. The source sheet is over here. Now, however, there is a halacha called lechalik, that if you are making dough with the intent to divide it up, we'll have to see what that is, but as we'll see, according to many people, that means you're baking with intent to not eat the whole thing yourself, but to give it out to other people, so then it doesn't count, or the amount doesn't count, right? If you have, 10 pounds of flour, but you plan on giving 1 pound, let's say, to each person that you're giving it to, you're not mafresh challah. Okay, we'll see exactly what lechalik means, but that's at least one possibility of lechalik, which creates a problem, because most people think that if I bake, let's say, you look at people's houses pre-Purim, if they're baking themselves, they have, 200 cakes that they've made themselves, which is way more than the shear of hafrashat challah by any account, but they're not eating it all themselves, they're planning to give it to the 200 closest friends for Mishloach Manot. But according to many poskim, that's called lechalik, and therefore they cannot be mafresh challah with a bracha, and if they do, it's a bracha levatala. And that's a real problem. Not only that, it's not just by hafrashat challah. This happens all the time, because there's a whole, I don't know if you want to call it a movement, but there's a trend of women who, whether it be because they like being mafresh challah or because they want to be mafresh challah as a schutz for whoever, right, lefruah shalema shall whatever, ilui nishma shall whatever, they always want to be mafresh challah, that's their big mitzvah. But what do? They have a family of, I don't know, four. Or maybe it's, they don't have no kids yet, right? Of two, of four, of six, doesn't really matter. How much challah do you need for Shabbos? I don't know, right? A few loaves. Do you need enough to be mafresh challah for yourself? No. So what people will do is they'll bake, and then either they'll freeze, which is its own shayla, which that's also machlokes, but you're probably chayev. But often what they'll do is they'll give out the challah, right? Especially if it's a woman who already has married kids in the city, so she'll make challah and she'll make a few loaves for her daughter and for her daughter and for her son and daughter-in-law and for her sisters, maybe for her parents, right? But that may be a problem, because that may be lechalik, and then you wouldn't make a bracha. So, this is what I want to tackle. Now, in order to understand it, so one of the rules we need to understand is lechalik. There's going to be a second rule we're going to need to tackle, which is called hakvada, which is an additional, another reason to be exempt from challah, is let's say you're baking the shear of challah, but you really don't want your dough to touch each other. Why? Because you're baking three loaves of bread, right? And you like your bread not sweet, you like your bread to be, I don't know, you're making a focaccia and you're putting, I don't know, za'atar on it, right? It has like a, you know, it has a little bit of a sharp taste, a spicy taste, and you're also baking cinnamon buns, right? You really don't want them to touch. So they're also not mitzaref, because even though you're baking kashir challah, you're really baking half as your focaccia and half as your cinnamon buns. And even if you start with the same dough, I don't know if that's possible, but I'm not even going to weigh in. Let's say, if that's possible, the same dough. I have no idea. I know my wife sometimes has the same challah, has a recipe for cinnamon buns the same as challah. Okay, fine. But naniach that this is possible, that's called kpeida. You also wouldn't be chayiv. Now we're going to have to figure out whether those two rules are related or not. The third rule, which may throw everything into chaos, is what's called seir sal. Is that, let's say, you baked pachot mikashir. Right? Pachot mikashir. You baked what everyone would agree is not shir. You baked one cake. Okay. But then you baked another 20 cakes, and you put it all in a box, and you put it in your car to give it out to people. Well, not to give it out to people. You put it in your car to bring up to the cottage and put it in the freezer, okay? So, then, even though you bake pachot mikashir, you're chayiv. Because seir sal. That when you put everything into a basket afterwards, you become chayiv. So, first we need to ask whether you're chayiv in a case when you're baking for mishloach manot, which might be lechalik, or might be a case of kveda. And even if you're not chayiv, let's say you bake pachot mikashir, what if you could, would you flip it? What happens if you then took all your mishloach manot that you baked at different times, or at the same time, and then put it into your car, right, put it into a big box, you could schlep it around, would you magically become chayiv and have to be mafresh challah then before you gave it out, right? These are two very complicated shailas. So what we're going to do is we're going to go to the basic sugyas. Now, you'll see that this will be the basis for understanding whether or not you are mafresh challah on a regular week, regular week when you're giving out your challah. It's the exact same shailah, or pretty much. And we'll see, then at the end, it's not actually as long as it looks, because the basic sources end really at 11, and then 12 and 13, or 12, yeah, are two shailas that were actually asked on this. One by Rav Efrati. I was looking, I didn't have the Tzvi Pesach Frank, which is the last source, on me. I remembered that he had this shaila, because when I was learning Kala, I happened to be at my cousin's, and between Mincha Maariv, I saw Mikrei Kodesh before Purim, I pulled it out, and lo and behold, there was this shaila, and I was learning Kala, and it was before Purim, so it's perfect, so I read it, but I don't have Mikrei Kodesh, so I posted on Facebook asking somebody to scan the page for me, and in response, somebody who's on the mailing list for Rabbi Frati, Rabbi Yasha's right-hand man, right, who has this Ryan Kolel, told me that, oh, by the way, it was his Shaila this week, and sent me a copy of his Shaila. So now I have two Shailas that deal with this question explicitly. Okay, fine. So now let's actually look at it. So, first rule is Lechalik. So what is this? If you look, it's complicated right off the bat. The Mishnah says as follows in Chala. Nachtom she'asa se'or lechalik chayav. If a baker, now every baker is Lechalik. Every baker is lechalik. No baker, right? You go to, I don't care which bakery it is, it's Hermes or Krasinski's or Zadie's or whatever, right? Or Sobeys. The baker does not intend to go home at the end of the day with 500 loaves of bread and 250 cakes and 5,000 hamantashen, right? They're just not intending it. That's lechalik. So you would say, great, lechalik, you're exempt. But the halacha is a nachdom is chayev lechalik. Okay? Nashim shenasnu lenachdom lasus lahen seor im ein b'shal acham en kashir petura menachala. But a regular woman, if they gave it to the nachdom, gave it to the baker to bake on their behalf, which often people did because they didn't have either private ovens or they didn't have big enough private ovens, so they would make their dough and then they would bring it to the baker. So then they're not chayiv. So as we'll see, the Yerushalmi will develop this into this rule of lechalik. So you look at number two, the Yerushalmi says as follows. Hamimareach kiryo shel chaveiro shelo midaito. If, different context, in Truma you become chayiv in Truma when you do meruach hakri, when you smooth out the pile, well, not really, but that's part of the discussion anyways, right? Meruach is when it becomes potentially chayiv, it also needs reispinei abayis, but okay. So Rabbi Yochanan Rishon ben Lakish. There's a machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan Rishon ben Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Nitzbal. Rabbi Yochanan says at that moment, it's tevel, you have to give truma.
Shem ben Lakish Amar Lo Nitbal, he says it's not. So Mazar Yochan Larish Lakish Shem ben Lakish Vatanina and Vechein Nashim Shenasnu Lenachem Lasim Sloorim Ein Veshalachem Vehen Kishir Ptura Menachala. Women who give their dough to the baker to bake for them, so if there's not enough of amount, they are exempt. Ein Veshel Kulon Kishir. And that's a rhetorical question. In all of them, obviously, there is kishir, right? The point is that even though 50 women gave the dough, since each of theirs isn't sufficient, you're not chayev. But why not, right? One person is doing the maisis. Amar lei shanaihi shekhen osa isam anas lichalka, but say pederu menachal. He said it's very simple. Why is it the halacha? It's not the ptur, the exemption is not because the baker is doing the baking, which is what you thought, and therefore that would teach you that if someone does meruach on your produce, you wouldn't be chayiv in truma. No, the reason is because it's halach of lechalik, that since the baker is baking 50 women's challah but is giving it back to them, therefore that's called lechalik, right? That's like a single person dividing up their bread, and therefore you're exempt. Amar lei vatanina nachlam shasasor lechalik chayiv lechalik. What are you talking about? A baker, who is more lechalik than a baker? A baker is baking for other people. And yet you say that a baker does have the mafresh challah, so it can't be that there's a ptur of lechalik. Amar lei, lo tisiveni nachtom. Don't try to ask me that. Nachtom lo b'dayta davar talui. B'dasa l'kuchos davar talui. Shema yimsa l'kuchos v'l'chozer v'osa asanisa. What are you talking about? A baker, it's true, a baker wants to get rid of his bread. But what if nobody buys? What if it's a big snowstorm and no one makes it to Sobeys? So what do? They take all the stale bread and they keep it and they make it into breadcrumbs, right? You have the Sobeys brand breadcrumbs. It's just all the bread that's left over, right? They miscalculate and then they end up keeping it. A baker may want to get rid of all of his produce. It'd be great if by the end of the day, every single thing was gone and they didn't lose any money, right? Everything they invested, they got to sell. But a baker doesn't know, and therefore a baker always knows in the back of his mind, even though he's planning on giving it out and selling it, he might not, and therefore at the end of the day he may be left with a shir challah, and that's why a baker always is mafresh with a bracha. But a regular woman, she knows exactly what she's doing with her bread, and therefore if she's planning on dividing it up, she's exempt. If she's planning on keeping it altogether, she's chayevet, right? She's obligated. That's lechalik. Now, what are the parameters of lechalik? Well, that's what we're going to have to see in a minute. But before they do that, so let's introduce the second and third rule that I said are going to be relevant. So the second rule. So the first one is lechalik, which hold that in mind to see what it means. We're going to get to that. Okay. Next rule. This is actually one of the most complicated sugyos in challah. So we're going to try here, but this is, I think, the most complicated sugya in Masechet Challah. At least it was for me. Okay. Next sugya. Fourth parak of Masechet Challah. The Mishnah says as follows: Shtei nashim shasu shnei kavim v'naguze b'zeh, filu heim v'nechot p'turin. So if two women bake together in the same oven and they touch, the breads touch each other, so it doesn't matter, even if they're the exact same bread, right? They're both baking challah with the same recipe, they're still exempt, because at the end of the day, Sarah is going home with her bread and Rivka is going home with her bread, and therefore they are not mitzareif and you don't have a shear. Fine. Bizman shein shalisha achas. But if it's one woman, so then min b'mino chayav. So this is what I said before. Kveda. If it's the same thing, right? You're making challah. Now, really, you like your challah to be basically all the same shape, right? You are very, very makvid, or your wife who's baking, or you're baking, whoever is baking is very makvid or makvida, that the bread looks a certain way. But we all know that sometimes they end up touching each other, right? And you know the challahs get stuck together, and you pull it apart, and one's a little bit bigger, one's a little bit smaller, whatever it is. So if they're the same min, chayev. You're chayev. At the end of the day, you don't care that much, and therefore it's all bread, it's all challah. Shelo b'mino, but if they're different, right, it's the za'atar focaccia with the cinnamon buns, so then patur, because you really don't want them together. That's called kpeida. It's as if you're making two different bakings. Ezu min b'mino. Now, what is a min b'mino? So classically, achitam in a mitzarfin makol, in a makusmin. So, right, really, this is about minim. So classic would be bread with, right? Bread isn't mitzarif with anything except for spelt, which is close enough. Asar mitzarif and makol, chutz min achitim, riyocham and uriyomer, shara minim mitzarif and zem zem. Fine. So the Gemara says, shteina shemasu sheini v'chulei.
And the reason is because most women, if they're baking their own challah, they don't care whether the breads touch each other. Because worst comes to worst, one slightly bigger, one slightly smaller, one slightly imperfect, big deal. But if you had one woman who really did care, such as the case of the za'atar and the cinnamon buns, or wheat bread with oat bread, because whatever, you have, you know, one, someone in your family is celiac, right, whatever, come up with it, whatever reason you want, so then it would be hakpada, and you would be ptura. But let's say two women don't care. I mean, it's a mother and daughter, they're baking. And at the end of the day, right, this happens every Friday, every Thursday night, I'm at my in-laws, and inevitably, my mother-in-law asks, Ora, do you want a challah? She says, of course. And conveniently, she always has an extra loaf of bread, right? So, if Ora is baking, whether they don't mock it at the end of the day, right, doesn't matter who bakes what, Ora is going to go home with a few loaves extra than what she baked. It's ain't a makbido. So in that case, you'd be chayav because you're all baking together. So, in Eina Makbedes, Lama he Otsa B'Shem Mekomos. Now, if you don't care, so why are you doing it in separate places? So, Amar Rav Yonah B'Shem L'Makom Lolosh, so you don't have room, right? Meaning, so one person is kneading it in the kitchen, one person kneading it in the living room, and then you're baking in the same oven. You baked it in two rooms, doesn't that mean that you care, right? You want your dough to be your dough and her dough to be her dough? So, no, you don't have room, right? You have a very small kitchen. So, fine. But this is rule number two, called Hakbada. Right, that if you care, you don't want the breads to touch, you don't want the cookies to touch. I should have made that point in the beginning. You chayv and hafrashas challah in anything which is baked. Okay, there we go. Baked from the five minim. Okay, with that background. So rule number two is kpeida. Now, are those related or not? Right, we don't know. Right, we have a rule called lechalek, and we have a rule called kpeida. Now, they may be functions of each other. Namely, if you plan on making, for example, Mishloach Manot for 200 people, you don't want all your cookies to be one big blob, because then what are you going to do? Right? You're going to, you know, cut them all and give people broken pieces of cookies? No, you want them in your perfect shapes of, I don't know, whatever you made it in, right? Whether making a hamantaschen or you have your Purim cookie cutters, right? You don't want it to be one big blob, right? And therefore, it's called kpeida, because you're planning on giving it to other people. Or not. Or these two separate rules. Right? That even if I don't care, right, even if I am baking one huge brownie, right, a huge brownie, and I'm cutting it up, right, even so, I obviously don't care that they touch, I'm making one big brownie. Still, since I'm dividing it up, you're going to be exempt, because now there's not a shear. Okay, so we have to see the relationship between those rules. And the third rule is what I said is Seiruf Sal. So that's, I just gave you, because it's too complicated, I just gave you the summary in Shulchan Aruch, right? Number four, she'ether she'ein b'shem achas kashir. If you have two loaves of bread and neither of them has enough to be chayv and challah, im nogezu bezu, achin nidbakim adzu bezu, if they touch each other, so then mitstarfim, so then you have a shear, im hein mimin aroyle mitstarfim, assuming they can be mitstarfim, kifim ashe es brabazun chin choftalit, im hein mitbakim, they aren't stocked, v'hein mitzalechot, but if they're in one basket, asal mitzarfon, v'afilu achar shenefim v'nasit pas. Therefore, even if, after it was baked, you take two loaves of bread, right? You bake half a shear on Monday and half a shear on Tuesday, but then you put it in one big basket. You have to rip off a piece of the challah, and you have to be mafresh at that moment, right? Normally you're mafresh from the dough, but here you have to be mafresh from the baked goods. Vim nosen al tavlish ein lo lizbiz ein a mitzarfim. This is only in a basket, right? Not on a flat surface. Right? It has to be within something that has a rim. And the Rama says, "V'lochein kishem mitzarfim b'kli yizdar shel yetsi shum davar l'malam midofnei akli da'hinu she'ei kol kikarechot o'isa l'malam midofnei akli." And therefore, in order not to get into the case of sveikos, don't get a thin basket, right, where the bread, it has a rim, but it's above it, because then you're getting into all types of sveikos, right? Don't do such a thing; it's a bad idea. V'yish mishum shemachata apatim abachoshim kamo kli l'tzarfim. But some people say that all you got to do is cover the everything together, and that's like a kli. Now this creates big problems, because the Rav Frati has a very interesting shita. He thinks that, let's say you have a communal kiddush, right? A potluck kiddush, and everyone brings it. Everyone brings everything. So no one baked kishir. Everyone baked one cake or one thing of cookies. But then what do? You bring it to the shul, you put it on the table, and then someone's making kiddush. And what do you do when you make kiddush? You cover it. So if you cover everything with napkins, fine. But let's say you just take a plastic tablecloth and throw it over the whole thing. Frati says, Seir of Sal. You weren't chayv and challah. Then you have to go and start breaking pieces of cookies and cakes, and you have to burn it, right? Because now it's challah. It's not clear that is actually true.
that it's not just a unique shit to him, but he does entertain this possibility in his book on in on his book on Zrayim. Okay, those are the three rules.
Other stuff,
what?
Other stuff that's in there doesn't kind of break up. Do?
You would tell, you would think, right? And you would think it's hakpada because, you know, it's challah and it's cook. I failed to understand the shita, but just understand how extreme this could be, right? Or yacholia, you'll be all challah, right? You know, if every, let's even just say everyone brought challah, right? You know, you have a potluck and everyone's bringing, you know, challah rolls, and you brought from Zadie's and you brought from, you know, whatever. I mean, they were mafrish challah, but naniach, right? Everyone brought challah and you all have the same recipe, right? Or whatever. You have a family gathering, right? Everyone has the same, has Bubi's recipe for challah, and everyone breaks 2-3 loaves, and, you know, over Shabbos, you're all going to, you know, split it. You're making it for Shever Brachos, right? So no one baked kashir, right? But then you put it into one big basket, you put it on the table, right? And you just cover it, so suddenly you have to mafrish challah, potentially. Okay, those are the three halachos. So let's, but the main one we have to deal with is lechalik. Okay, so what are the parameters of this rule called lechalik? What does it even mean? So look at the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Nachtam shas isa lasos or lechalka chayeves bechalva." If a baker makes dough lechalik, so then you're obligated. Shin loti malcher yasena pas. Because if you don't split up the dough, so what are you going to do? You can make it into one big loaf of bread. Now this is again assuming that in their times most bakers didn't sell it after bread, they sold it when it was dough, right? Someone would come and say, I want bread, and then they'd make it fresh for them, right? So they'll make one big dough, they'll take it home for themselves. So, oh, say, Isa, Chalka, Batek, Ptura. What?
It's so good. I used to work in a bakery.
Oh, good. Perfect. Oh, there you go. They like real yeast, like not like, like a starter.
Yeah.
Starter's a pain in the neck to make. Oh, my God. I made it last year as an experiment, pre-Pesach. Starter, like sourdough starter, like real chametz, like machmetz, like when the Gemara talks about davar ha-machmetz, which is both chametz and it's machmetz, it's seor. Wow. That, like, the real stuff, that takes forever. You've made it? Or you've used it? Like, real bakeries, like, they have, like, pass it down for generations. Like, these things get better with time. So they have, like, 70 years old, right?
The recipe of the stuff.
No, the actual stuff. Well, you mean you keep replacing, you keep feeding it. It's a mold, so it keeps, you keep throwing out half of it, and it just keeps getting stronger and stronger and stronger. It's absolutely vile, but it makes good sourdough bread. So I did it last year for an experiment. That's, by the way, what Seor is. If you ever understood why the Gemara calls it that, it's both chametz and machmetz, it's because it's not our yeast. Our yeast is just machmetz, not chametz, right? Because they're talking about sourdough starter, right? Anyways, that's a parenthetical comment. Okay. So that's the Rambam. The Ravid says, "Well, osi isa lechalka batek ptura." Amar Avram nirim and agamara shafa ish jasa isa lechalik chayavet v'chalo. So the Ravid says, "I don't think this is true. I think we paskin." So if you remember the Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yochanan had said that lechalik is ptura, but there was another position, namely there was the position of Reish Lakish, who had understood the Mishnah totally differently. So the Ravid doesn't like it. He says the Gemara seems to say Shavisha so Isa lechalik chayavet bechalo shemeti malech la'atos Isa mehi Isa da'atas v'shalos reimona begins, and he has a whole proof that it's not true that a normal woman lechalik is also chayavet. But we don't paskin this way, right? That's the position of the Ravid, but we don't paskin that way. We paskin like the Rambam. We paskin the position of Rabbi Yochanan, and that's the halacha. Okay, why is it? Why are you? Why is this rule of lechalik even exist? So there's two possibilities. One is that it's a function of a rule that we have elsewhere in Shas, called ha'omed le'ex ke'ex dummy, right? Call ha'omed le'ex ke'ex dummy. So in this case, right, it would be call ha'omed lechalik kimecholuk dummy. That anything which you're going to divide is if it's already divided, which means therefore you don't have a shear. Because if you're only chayav and you have 63 1/5 eggs, and you have 63 1/5 eggs, but you're going to divide it, whatever that means. So now you don't have 63 1/5 1/5 eggs. You have 30 eggs or 33 1/5 eggs, and therefore you're putter from challah. Kol omid lecholik kacholik dami. That's what the Rashba says in number 6. If you look just the last line of it, piskei challah la Rashba, whether challah is the only mesech in Yerushalmi, we have Rishonim. We have a tremendous number of Rishonim, not on challah, unlike not in the mesech, but hilchot challah, and they go, I'll say there. The Rashba, the Ramban, the Ritva, the Or Zarua, the Sefer HaTrumos. You have like a lot of Rishonim. So, so the Rashba says that it's a general rule. Kol omid lecholik beiso kimechuluk dami. Most of the Achronim don't understand it this way, and they challenge the position of the Rashba. And they say, What?
There would be no tzur of sal in that case.
Yeah, and they say besides, what does that have to do with anything? So, for many reasons, if you look at the Shevet HaLevi, he summarizes it. Rav Shlomo Kluger really doesn't like it. Tuf Tam Vadas, I didn't put it on because it's not a bright line, but he says it can't be. He says maybe it's different. Maybe because we know from number three that Hakpada is important in Challah, that means Machshava is very important in Challah. So maybe what we care is not when you're making the dough, whether it's Challah. What we care about is when it's going to be bread, will it be a shear? We define it in advance by your machshava, because we don't care about the actual shear when it's dough. We care about bread. If when you're making the dough, you're planning on dividing into multiple loaves of bread, right, and giving it out to people, let's say, again, we're going to challenge that in a minute, it's not defined as a bread sheyesh bo shear. So that's how he says it. The Shevet HaLevi builds this, or Vosner says as follows. Look, it's not like you didn't need enough bread. Enough dough. Rakev and Osam and Asa Chalak Ashir Chashvin Kilum Chol Kvar Vavali Pachol Mikashir. It's as if it's already divided in Pachol from Ashir. Vakev and Osa Rakam and Asa Chalak Achrei Afia the Bechusar Od Lishav Afia Ein and Achosh Mezida Dain Bachol Mikashir Kev and Dain Lachakol Rak Achar Afia. So therefore, in a case where you only plan on dividing it after baking, we'll come back to that. So maybe that doesn't matter because now it's going to be Kashir. V'Matias B'Lavachi Yishir Shalom B'Emes. Vishuv ain kan reya so cloud begilgul mashengim melusa manas lagdisha dein rosh mitzach chosham so far kedusha kain the isa zulo nas lehedyo lena mimena imkain meikar lever arusa zechem so the hektish lehedyo. Fine, he said the same thing is true if you're planning on making it for hektish. Ulufi mashikasavnu imkain ain ptur osa lechalik patur beetzim din arusa zechem kegilgul hektish. Lechalik is not a ptur like making your bread for hektish. If you're breaking bread for hektish, doesn't matter how much you're making, you're not chayav. Lechalik is not about that. El potter midin pachol mikashir. You're potter because there isn't enough. El midivrei haramban. So that's the first possibility. So that's basically the Rashba. But then he says, but the Ramban is a different position. The Ramban says in Hilchos Challah lamati she'ein daito kach. Shachare shev Yerushalmi anal dos and amanas lechalik vechulei kosev. It's eloshon v'shamin and minor shaos amanas liftor ptura afal binyan eskal glob bein binyan chiyuv adkan. The Ramban says no. Since you're planning on dividing it, it's making it al minas liftor. It's not a psul in shir, it's a psul in machshava. Right? In order to be chayav and challah, you need to be planning on baking something which would be chayav as and challah. But here you're not, because you're planning on baking pachul mikashir. Veneer did yisod of arzem amanas lechalik ptur beetzem matzmo begilgal rach machmas domit lachaluka v'lom adis minei uplukta ben arambam v'arayven. He says, I think this is the machlokas between the Rambam and the Raivid. Shekod Rambam of Shnei Yisraelim shazuk rach v'chazuk al echav echad shechalk v'osivu al chalk ashlim v'lashir. Okay, I'm not going to get this, it's too complicated. But he thinks this is the machlokas of Rambam Raivid. But anyways, the two possible ways of understanding this, or either it's a ptur just in shear based on a general rule, or it's a local rule to challah. Okay, fine. But what does it even mean, lechalik? Right? We've talked about lechalik, 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 lechalik. What does it mean, lechalik? Right? I'm baking, let's make it easy, 100 eggs worth of bread, right? And I'm going to divide it into, I'm going to divide it. What does it mean, I'm going to divide it? Right? What does it mean, I'm going to divide it, that it's exempt? So what could it mean? So the extreme would be, and you, in Shulchan Aruch, I just gave the Wipaskin this way, right? Nasim Trasa Isa Lazosa Seor Chalka Chavez Bechala Shem Lo Timkar Yasena Pas Aval Osa Isa Lechalka Bavazek Ptura. Fine. If you're going to divide it during the dough, it's Pater. What does it mean, Lechalik? Or what does it mean that I baked them and not Lechalik? So what are the possibilities? So the extreme is to say, and we'll see in a moment, someone actually said this, that what does it mean to say that you're Chayev if I'm kneading 100 eggs worth of dough, and I'm planning, I'm making 2 loaves of 50, and I'm keeping it for myself, doesn't matter. The only time you're chayav in challah is if you're baking 1 loaf, which is 63 and a fifth eggs size, which is huge, right? Huge. Now that is very unlikely to be true, but that's the position of Rabbeinu Yechiel Balatosros. Look at number 9, or at least he's mesupak. Rabbi Yechiel Zal, haya mesupak. Im varmaish, I don't know exactly what that is, varmshaish, chayavin bechala, mishum is, meose isazo batek, de lechalka ptura minachala, de les beshira hocha gabi varmaish, nambo mechalkan shein, mesim shir chalo, bektera achas, So the Rabbi Yechiel was actually misupak that maybe what lechalik means is that you're only chayv if you make, if you ever see, the only time I ever saw it was like one of these Chabad mitzvah trucks. And they have a challah, which is about 50 feet long, where they bring it to like a, I don't know, is that like a, I was going back to like my, when I was born in Brooklyn Heights. It's like a very, you know, like a, not a huge Jewish community, there's a Chabad shul there, and before we moved to Staten Island. So we were back visiting, and they were having a parade, and they had this 50-foot challah on the float. So that's the only time you're chayev and challah midaraisa. Everything else you're not chayev. That's one possibility, but that is rejected. La-halacha, there are basically four possibilities, and it's totally unclear how we paskin. Okay, totally unclear how we paskin. So what does it mean? So to make it simple, I just gave you the Piskei Tshuva, which summarizes three of them. And then in the Minchas Yitzchak, I gave you the fourth. So, possibility one. L'chalka bibotzek ptura. So, kosev ha-levush v'adrisha v'abach, and I added in brackets v'ashach, right? This is the most likely, right? Because, you know, even if it weren't the levush, the drish, and the bach, it is the shach. And the rule in Yeridei is usually whatever the shach says, we paskin like. So, this is very important. This is the most likely possibility. Is as follows. The dafkim wrote to l'chalka l'anashim harbe, ava b'shvil shum echalik l'asmo lo mikri ose l'chalik. So, the Bach, the Shach, the Drisha, Levush, they all say, what does it mean, Lechalek? If I'm baking 100 eggs worth of bread for myself, but I'm planning on baking it and eating half of it today and half of it tomorrow, or not even baking it all today, I'm planning on baking half of it today and freezing half the dough and baking it tomorrow or next Friday, so then, Pashtos is, I am Chayev. Because the only time it's Lechalek is if I bake with the intention of not keeping it all for myself, but I'm planning on keeping it for myself, so then it doesn't matter when I'm going to bake it, it doesn't matter that I'm dividing it, it doesn't matter that I'm putting putting the dough in the freezer. If when I do the Gilgul, I'm planning on keeping it all for myself, I'm chayev. If when I'm dividing it in the dough, I'm planning on giving it away to other people, so then I am patur. That is lechalek. But that's the position of the shach, Bach, Levush, Drisha, and therefore, Friday afternoon or Thursday night, you're baking challah, and instead of making the dough just for this week, you make all the dough and you freeze half of it, or you freeze 90% of it for the next 10 weeks. You have dough, even though you're baking it at different times, and no time are you baking kishir challah. Since when you do the lisha, which is the critical moment in challah, when you actually do the gilgul, when you actually need the dough, there's kishir. If you're keeping it for yourself, you're chayev. If, on the other hand, you're baking the dough, and you're planning on giving, let's make it simple, the dough out to 10 people, so then you're exempt. Okay, that's the position of the shach.
Does it require you to have 10
at the outset? Yeah, prashtos. Because if you did, well, if you don't know, then you're like a nachdom, right? Because you might keep it, right?
Okay.
Right? Meaning if you think you might give it away, then you have a mavrik without a bracha.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, so, what? So here we're talking, so far we're talking about dough, right? In the dough, I mean, the critical moment is Lisha, when you're actually doing the kneading, right? When you're doing Gilgul. Okay, so that's the position. V'kosu ken liyashiv min hagenu, sh'nogos anashim rev Shabbos lalo shrak shir chalav, v'nozum chalav avarachim, after dais v'chalik lechamim shekorin kitkish, shein lem b'shir chalav, mishum devi lechalgo anashim harbein. He said, that's why we don't paskin Rabbeinu Yechiel. Rabbeinu Yechiel had said, you only chayv, you have one huge loaf of bread. He says, we don't paskin that way. Who makes that type of loaf of bread? But everyone's mafresh chalav every week. He says, of course you are. Because lechalik doesn't mean that you need to make it in one loaf of bread. It means that you need to make it all for yourself. As long as you're baking for yourself, you're fine. Okay, that's the position of the shach. Possibility one. Possibility two, Tefillah L'Moshe, Madonai Melech. Ukvar omen al zet, gam besefer Tefillah L'Moshe, v'ayin bidman in Ma'adonai Melech, Hilchos Chala, shekosev chiluk acher, didavka mechalka shelo lefos achshav, hakol el misudu l'sut acheres, k'me mishacheres l'arves, ama mechalik, isas, botzeg, lefos miyad, hakol lo niftor, ayin shav. The gam chiluk zet, dachav besefer Tefillah L'Moshe, shav, nitozes hanalo mashmikein. So the Tefillah L'Moshe doesn't like this, Madonai Melech holds this way. That no, it's not about for you or for other people. It's whether you plan on baking them all at once or not.
Even if it's for other people.
What? Right, the fundamental, well, this is more machmir, presumably. Right, well, it's more machmir and more makel, yes. If you're baking it all together, for, so, easy. If you're baking it all for, together for yourself, you're chayev. If you're baking it, it sounds like, even if you're baking it for other people, but you're baking it all at once, you're planning on baking it all at once, right, so then you are chayev. Right, but if you're planning on baking in multiple stages, so you're planning on freezing the dough, so then you're pater. Right, so according to the, so now, the woman who makes all the dough on Thursday, but for the next 3 weeks, and there isn't a shear per week, so according to Shach, chayevet in chala. According to the Madonai Melech, k'turim in a chala. Right, what it means, the chala, is that when you're kneading the dough, you're not planning on baking it all together. Okay, possibility two. Possibility three, Beis Ephraim. Chuvas Beis Ephraim, sham kotav liyashiv haminok. Did dafka im daito lechalka ba'ofen shelo yavo achar kach lidei tseiruf le'olam sh'azi chaluka miskayemes p'tura ve'en chiluk b'nesh echad la'en Hashem harbe avu im daito le'tzarva beis afiya v'rodim v'nosum sal echad en chaluka z'abotek az esofa l'izkaim lo mikri yosu l'chalik. Beis Ephraim is a unique shita. Beis Ephraim says l'chalik must mean that when I'm kneading the dough, I plan on never having all of the dough together at once, which means I'm not planning on putting it in the oven at once, I'm not planning on putting it in a basket at once, but if I'm planning on baking it at once, or I'm planning on putting it in a basket at once, whether it's for me, whether it's for other people, I'm chayev. Meaning, lechalik means the only time it's considered different is if, right, I never plan on having them in the same basket or in the same oven. Right? Meaning, I started with 10, you know, with 10 times the shir challah, but I plan on baking it 100 different steps, right? And then putting it in different parts of my house, right? Or putting part of it in my car and put it in my house and part of it in the cottage or whatever. So then I'm patur. But if I plan on baking it at my industrial-sized oven, so there'll be a shir challah in the oven at once, chayev. Doesn't matter. For myself, for others, doesn't matter. And if I'm planning on, if I'm planning on baking it separately, but I plan on then putting in one big basket because I'm making sheva brachos. I'm going to have a big challah basket sitting in the middle of the room, even though I'm baking some of it today and some of it tomorrow. Right? Today I'm making my sweet challah, and tomorrow I'm making my poppy seed challah, and tomorrow and then the next day I'm making the challah with chocolate in the middle, whatever. Right? If at the end of the day I'm going to put it in one big basket, chayiv. If I'm planning on keeping it in three different parts of the room, right? So never the twain shall meet. The chocolate one doesn't touch the poppy seed one. Chayiv. Okay. So three positions so far. So when I'm kneading the dough, well, four actually, right? Rabbi Yechiel, lechalik means it needs to be one big loaf. We don't really paskin that way. But the other three, all possible. Shach says it depends. If I'm baking it for myself, chayiv. If I'm baking it for other people, pater. The Madonai Melech says if I'm planning on baking it all now, chayiv. If I'm planning on baking part of it later, pater. So again, right, freezing dough, according to Shach, chayiv. According to the Madonai Melech, pater. The Beis Ephraim says it depends. If I plan on having all the dough together at any point, or all the bread together, chayev. If I don't, patur. Now, therefore, what if you're freezing the dough and you're doing it for multiple weeks? So then it depends. Do you count the, does a freezer count as a sal? Right? So this is a machlokas achronim. Is if you paskin like the Beis Ephraim, so, I'm not planning on baking it together, I'm not planning on putting it in the same basket, I'm planning on baking it over 5 weeks. But it's gonna, but 4 out of the 5 weeks worth is gonna be sitting in the freezer together as dough. So then am I chayav? So it depends. Is that Seiruf Sal or not? It depends. You might say yes, meaning it's great, right? It's, you know, you close the door. On the other hand, why might you say a freezer is not a kli, or is not a sal for these purposes? Because it's plugged in, so it's mechuber la karka. So it might be karka, might be a din bayit and not a din and not a din kli. That's a machlokes modern poskim. So that's position 1, 2, 3, and 4. Now position 5 is the Chazon Ish. You look at the Chazon Ish. So I didn't give you the Chazon Ish, but you look at the Minchas Yitzhak. So skip to the there's a break. So the first half is the Minchas Yitzhak. The second half is the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish says, "Omnam b'sifri sham heviti a different Chazon Ish, v'huva gamkein b'divrei whatever." Quote to Rasso, "Shekazav sham detaluyim makvid al ta'aruvosam achar achaluka." The Chazon Ish says the Shach and the Madonei Melech, and the Beis Ephraim, and the Ri, all assume that there's two rules in challah. There's lechalek, and there's hakpada. Right? Those are two different rules. The Chazon Ish says, no! Lechalek is the exact same thing as hakpada. What does lechalek mean? Lechalek means I divided the dough, and I don't want the dough to touch each other. But if I don't care if the dough touches each other, so then I'm chayev. So therefore, so if you're baking Erev Shabbos, so you're obviously chayev, because yes, you want to divide your dough into the next 3 weeks, but if a little bit more ends up being baked this week and a little bit more next week, right, you didn't divide the dough perfectly, right, you don't care, and therefore, chayev. If you care, chayev, then you are pater. Okay. The Minchas Yitzchak himself, however, rejects this. If you look at the beginning of the tshuva, he says, "Be'inyan hafrashas challah mi'isa shadaita lechalek mimena lachir machar afia." If you plan on baking for other people, are you chayev? So he says, "V'zel shana sheila." Isha lasha chala kol erev Shabbos kodesh shir chala kodesh tucha levarech. Every Friday, this woman bakes shir chala because she wants to make a bracha. V'darka l'shloch me'isa zu chalos levanel v'nosam mecheven she'efshar lo'echol za'isa. Right? She, what does she do? She sends out the chala to her daughter, the case we started with. Isha pilamevet hachi. Is she allowed to be mafresh? U'kfasa ba'arichot v'arichotza da'u masik d'chol ge'egavna adin de'mafresh lo'brach adkan. Hinek, yichen mavur lehed yabachuvas eret tzvi. So he quotes from the Kasha Clover. Shekosev Sham Bemsa, Chuva Vatik Lashono, Kiyasefer Enam Nimsa Kolkach, Zeh Lashono, the Kosher Clover writes, Uvahai in Yonah Misupkani, I'm not sure, if you must go to Kaimelon, the Alocha, La Osa, Isa, La Chalko, Batik, Dura, since we hold that dividing up the bread makes you exempt, Huadin, La Chalik, La Chirim. So that's when you divide it for others, Kmasha Kosev, Kol Rabba Seinu, Achronim. So Echadin, Imdaito, Chalko, Balot, Zeg, Ach, Sheino, Nosin, La Chirim, La Chirafia, even though I'm not giving it to other people until after it's baked, Imzachashrov, Amanas, La Chalik, is that called Amanas, La Chalik? V'zeh matzui harbei pa'amim de balabayis ofe chalot v'shleach mem chalos livno adar boso. It happens all the time, right? You bake with the intent of giving out the bread to other people. Al achar afiyam ze chashav anas lachalik. V'zeh matzui, sorry, I went back. V'chol echol avadu in shir chala u'mechulko lachalos kodim afiyach shleach lam achar afiyah zem v'furish b'tur dafilu adam echot ha'osa yisal das lachalik lachinim p'tura v'es Yosef, etc. And therefore, if you skip down, he says, after a line after the Adkan Lashon, he says, "Va'karachach kaven de me'emes machalka lechalokim biyosef batzek." Since you're dividing it during the dough, v'rak lo yitin achar ad achar afilu zechashav adas lechalik p'tura. Since you plan on giving it to other people, you are exempt. Lufizet tarach iun amal somchen ha'olam she'ofen shir or chalam mitzumtzam shochol menul tzetzayim adarim bozo ha'ir ve'im re'igilim bekach v'chol shavu. And therefore, how is it that women every week bake kishir chalak, give it to their daughters, give it to their mothers, give it to their sisters, and they make a bracha? They're not allowed to. It's lechalik ve'im kein daitam lekach v'shas gilgo imken hech mavarchan afrashat chalak kevin tevet as lechalik. Therefore, the Chazon Yitzchak says you shouldn't do it. Shim'ein bechelka manishar etzlam b'shir chalo yafrishu chalo blo bracha adkan lashono. So they should be mafrish that a bracha. So let's summarize what we have so far, because it's very complicated. Okay, so what does it mean lechalik? Lechalik is a p'tur. So what does it mean? Chazon Ish says the only time it's called lechalik is when you bake it, you insist that the doughs don't touch each other. But if the doughs are going to touch each other, so this is an issue of hakvada, it doesn't matter whether you're keeping for yourself, doesn't matter whether you're baking an hour later, doesn't matter if you're giving it to other people, if you don't care, chayiv. If you care, patur. Therefore, a woman who bakes challah every week, kishir, and she doesn't care how big it's going to be, how small it's going to be, if the dough touches each other while she's kneading it, while she's touching it, while she's baking, chayivis and challah, even if she's sending it to her relatives, doesn't matter. Minchas Yitzchak, at least the way he understands the shach, he passed me like the shach, is lechalek means, if you're making it for yourself, chayev. If you're making it for others, patur. Therefore, according to Minchas Yitzchak's understanding of the shach, the woman who's baking it, planning on giving it to her daughter, her sister, her relatives, she is patur. She can't make a bracha. She makes a bracha, levatala. Now, there is a caveat there, which is, he assumes that what the shach means is that if you're dividing it during the dough with the intent on giving it out after you bake it, you're putter. But he notes that it's possible the shach would disagree. And the shach would say that if you divide it during the dough, but you still bake it together and you only give it out after it's baked, right? Maybe that's not lechalik. Maybe what the shach means is only when you're giving away dough, not when you're giving away bread. But the Minchas Yitzchak understands the shach as saying that even if you're planning on giving out the bread to other people, if you have that intent when you bake it, you're potter. Okay? That's the position of the Minchas Yitzchak. But again, there's the ambiguity in the shach. The Madonei Melech says it depends on whether you're baking it all now or later. If you're planning to bake it all now, you're chai. If you're planning to bake it next week, you're potter, regardless of whether it's for yourself or for others. And the Beis Ephraim says it depends on whether you plan on ever putting it in the same basket or not. If you plan on putting it in the same basket, whether you're baking for yourself or for others, you're chayev. If you don't plan on doing it, then you're punter. Those are the four positions. We'll leave Rabbeinu Yechiel on the side. Okay, so on a normal Friday, the woman who's baking for her sister and her daughter and her mother and whatever, is she a chayeves in chala? So, according to the Chazon Ish, yes. According to the Minchas Yitzchak understanding of the shach, no. According, if you think the shach means that you have to give out dough to be putter, but if you give out the bread, yes, she's allowed to make a bracha. Right now, many of the modern achronim do take that position. Right, if you look, there's a lot of articles that go in that direction. According to the Madonei Melech, if you're baking it all now, yes. If you're baking it for next week, though, if you're freezing dough, according to Madonei Melech, you're putter. Right, according to shach, you were chayev, and according to the Beis Ephraim, it depends. Are you going to put it in one big basket or not? Are you going to bake it all together or not? If you're planning on baking it one after the other, and then you're planning on, as your daughter is coming to the house, to give it one by one, so then, putter. But if you're planning on putting it all in a big basket, putting it in your car, and driving around giving it to your sister and your daughter and your mother, so then, chayev. Okay? Fine. How do we paskin? Good question. Right? Like I said, it's very unclear. Many of the modern paskin, like the Minchas Yitzchak's understanding of the shach, that if you're baking something and you're intending to give it to other people, even though you're not giving it out until after you bake it, you're a potter. And many other people, paskin, primarily, either like Madani Melech or the Beis Ephraim, or, as the Minchas Yitzchak notes at his last line, if you look at his last line, Ineka no dasha, ben harbe ben eishiva, nitkabel al pi arov, piskei chazonish. Many people, whatever the chazonish says, is halacha, and therefore, they paskin like chazonish, and therefore you're chayev. Velochein, I know it, Cain. Therefore, if you do that, yesh lo mitzvah. So you could do that. Aval chatchila bevada shekadai laakvid sholli kanes bechal safik bracha. But you shouldn't do it because of safik bracha. But yishtado lalo shisa gedola kolkach shishar etzal mafresh kishir chala. And therefore, so that you will actually be chayav according to all opinions. Okay. So how do we paskin? It's a big machlokas. Ask whoever you ask your shaylos to. Fine. How does this then play into Mishloach Manos? This is how, right, we came to it. Because this is a big deal, as much as a big deal every week, right? Even if you don't normally give out a million things, everybody who decides that they're going to make homemade, right, goods for Mishloach Manos has the Shaila. Because if you make as many things as my wife makes, or my mother-in-law makes, and you're baking for the whole Olam, so we have a problem. Because if you're baking 500 Amintashen, so it's for sure shir challah, but it's for other people, right? So now, are you chayiv or are you potter? So, let's go back to the shitas. According to the Minchas Yitzchak, you're potter, you can't make a bracha. According to Chazon Ish, it depends. Are you making all the same flavor, right? Such that you don't care that they touch, or even different flavors, you don't care that they touch? Chayiv. But if you care if they touch, then the Chazon Ish should say you're potter, right? If you're making some hamantashen which are jelly and some which are chocolate, and you never want chocolate to touch fruit, so holy that you be potter according to the Chazon Ish. But assuming you don't care, you're chayev. According to Beis Ephraim, it depends. Are you putting enough in the oven at the same time to be chayev? Then you're chayev. If not, not. Or if you're planning on putting in one big basket, or putting all your mishloach manos in one big basket as you schlep them around, so then chayev. If you're planning on never putting them together, right? You're putting you're very organized, and you put your mishloach manos in the living room, and you put your kids each have their own room, and never shall they all be together. So then, according to Beis Ephraim, you're potter. You can't make it. And according to the Madonei Melech, It depends. Are you baking it all in one shot? You're chayev. Are you going to bake some today, some tomorrow, some the day after? Are you dividing up your baking? So then you are patur. Okay? Right? That's what's going to come out. So now if you look at the two tshuvot, right, this is the question. Right now you have all the background to understand the two tshuvot, and now we can look at it. So if you look at Rav Frati, so Rav Frati says, Isha mechina isha sheyesh bashir chala v'kavana sa lefos ugo so chala zul chalka mishlochem manos l'kama anashim kalecha v'kama kamos k'tana mishir chala im chayevez bar prashas chala. Right, you're baking a lot, but you're planning on giving each person a little. So he says, halacha psuka b'shulchan aruch shoz ebatzek sheyesh bashir chala manas l'chalik ez ebatzek l'chalokim shein v'mshir chala v'levet chalokim eila patr man achala. We have a halacha called l'chalik. Mavur b'poskim shirakim daitel l'chalik bodo batzek on daitel l'chalik acharafia l'chalokim shalpachot mishir chala. Chayiv. So first of all, he paskins, like the other achronim against the Minchas Yitzchak's understanding of the shach, that even if I'm planning to give it to other people, I have to divide it in dough and not after baking. And if you take that position, since you're only giving it to other people after you've baked the bread or you've baked the cakes or break the hamantashen, so then you're chayiv. Od muskam b'poskim shaptur mechala hu rakim nosin kol chaticha batzik l'adam acher. Right, again, he's clear, he's taking the position of the Shach, but not the way the Minchas Yitzchak understands it. Aval im Masher, kol ha-chatichos etzlo, ela shelo ofech ha-lachas gedolo, kama chalos tanos chayev ez bechal v'bracha. But if you're, right, if you're baking them all together, you're chayev. What case are you potter? He said, so this, he said, matzo yetzel moros ha-malam desam yitzel liklo ha-chalos, but there's a problem. If you're baking for yourself, for your own mishloach manos, so then you're not dividing until after you bake. So he says, you're chayev. But what about teachers? Teachers teach the right teach their students to knead the bread, but they give it to them before or after it's baked. Before, right? Because each girl or each boy has their challah, right? Has their dough, and then they put it in the oven themselves, right? Or with the teacher. So when did you divide it? You didn't divide it, right? After it was baked, you divide it before it was baked. So then, Amora was a batik kishir chala, mechalkal chol tamidel, chatichas batik, kolachas ofe as a chala bevesa, ofe vesa ser, ach kolachas mekabel as a chala shekala, lochayim lam shechalk bevesa exes. So then you're exempt. Elem lo nishir, lamora atma, shir shabatik, chavir v'chayev v'afrasha, shahaptur shamanas l'chalik, lo nemer b'mafia mocheres batikim, gomor shokhan aruch. And in the next paragraph, he says, by the way, obviously this isn't by a bakery, as we've already seen. Fine, look at the last paragraph, and therefore each shofa ugos of chalas manas l'chalkan l'shoch manos yesh lardonim l'chol l'varech al haprashas chalak because yesh lardonim l'chayev is kemen shofom l'chalek l'manashim shonim rak achar afiya. So then, even though originally he said it sounds like you're chayev, he says l'halacha, can a woman who's planning on giving out the cookies to other people as mishloach manos she chayeves or not? So on the one hand, if you think that l'chalek is only, you're only patur l'chalek if you're planning on giving out dough, but if you're planning on giving out baked goods, right, you're not dividing until after it's baked, you're chayev, so then you're chayev. V'yish lomar sheptura kem shofol et chaluka l'chatikos osel efnei afiyah manas l'chalak manashim shonim chari afiyah l'maisef shel ha'afrish chalav v'bracha kem shekachal v'chayadam ulam minchaz yitzchak shover yish l'afrish lo bracha. So he says, I think you're chayev because I think that l'chalik is only if you're planning on dividing the dough, not the baked goods, but the minchaz yitzchak thinks if you're planning on dividing the baked goods, so then you're patur. Right, so according to Minchas Yitzchak, if a woman is baking a tremendous amount for Mishloach Manos, since she's planning on dividing the baked goods, that's his definition of the chalik. She is ptura; she cannot make a bracha. According to Rebbe Frati, pasnu is the other understanding of the shach that you, in order to be patur, you have to divide the Mishloach Manos. You have to divide it as dough, but if you're dividing it as baked goods, you're chayev. So then, the woman who's baking a million cookies to give out Mishloach Manos, she is chayeves. Right, that is the machlokas. If you look at the last page, the Mikrai Kodesh, in Avrutzi Pesach, so again, he has the same Shaila. So he says, right, he paskins, like the Minchas Yitzchak, right, al zesh mechino shalach manos, ugo shenefu betir lafiyah, ein mechol agad men shir chala, heir haris, shelo lachnizim l'teva agas, shere asal metarfen l'chaya chala. So if you look at footnote 1, he says, he's offered a little bracha, ayin shach, yeredesh, gozal in an isha, she knows it, he quotes the shach and says, zamanas l'chalik to other people, understanding it not like the Minchas Yitzchak, that since you're planning on giving out the baked goods, you are patur, but then he notes there's a problem. Because he thinks, and this is where Seir Sal comes in, that according to Minchas Yitzchak, if you bake all the Mishloach Manah planning to get out to other people, so then you are Patur, you don't make a bracha. But what happens if after you finish baking, you put it in one big basket, right? So, you know, while you're arranging everything to make your Mishloach Manos, you put in one big bowl as you're dividing it up, or you put all the Mishloach Manos in one big basket as you're bringing it around, so then, Chayev. So he says, don't make a bracha when you're baking it, but also make sure never to put all those cookies in one big basket, because then you have to be mafresh at the end, because he thinks Seir of Sal overpowers Lechalik. Right? So now we have the Duzeg Machina at the end. But he notes that that's not so simple. So if you look at the end, he says, Seir of Sal binyan amas Lechalik. He says, that's not clear, because this depends on whether you think that Seir of Sal helps you, or is Machayev you, even after Lechalik. So you look down, look at the third paragraph. The one before that. I'll just summarize. We don't really have time. Here he raises the suffix. He's not really sure, because he says, on the one hand, you might say that Seir of Sal is a magic mechayev, and therefore, even if it was divided before, once it's in a basket, it's now all one big shear. On the other hand, you might say no. Seir of Sal is an indication that you're treating it as one big thing. But if you're putting it in a basket knowing you're giving it to other people, so why should Lechalik not apply here also? Right? So he's misupik about this point, right? And that's the discussion that he has at the end. So lehalacha, if, right, like I said, this is one of the most complicated sugyas in challah. The two main shalas that come up with this, right? The woman who is baking a tremendous amount of challah, erev Erev Shabbos, to give out to her family. So, again, according to the Ri, Pater, it's not one big loaf. According to Minchas Yitzchak, to understanding the Shach, Pater, you can't make a bracha. According to Rav Frati's understanding of the shach, chayev, because you're only dividing it up after you bake it. According to the Madonai Melech, it depends whether you're baking it all at once or you're baking it in stages, and therefore he would say if you're baking it all at once for multiple people, you're chayev, but if you're freezing it for yourself, you're pater. And according to Beis Ephraim, it depends on whether you're planning on putting it in a sal or not. And for Mishloach Manos, as well, the Minchas Yitzchak thinks you are pater because you're planning on dividing after baking. The Reb Efrati thinks you're chayav because you're planning on baking it, dividing it after baking, but not as dough, and he understands the shach that way. According to Tefillah and Moshe, it depends. If you're baking everything on one day, you're chayav. If you're dividing up your baking over 3 days, then even if you made the dough all at once, you're pater. According to Beis Ephraim, it depends whether you're going to put it into a sal. According to the Rishi Pesach, he passes like Minchas Yitzchak, and therefore thinks you're pater. And then he has the suffix of if you're dividing it up, but you then put it in a sal, does Seir of Sal magically override Lechalik, and therefore even though you didn't have to be mafresh before, you'll have to be mafresh from your already baked cookies in the basket? Or do you say no, Lechalik also removes the Seir of Sal, and therefore even when you put it all in the basket, you'll be chayev? So there you go, you've done the most complicated sugya in Challah, lehalacha, you'll have to ask your local Orthodox rabbi. I'm definitely not posketing on this one. Okay.